I was proud and happy to share it. But then, you know, and only time that they would send us communication when it's a relief form, I'm sure. No big thing. Yes, thank you for encouraging people to our community. We are safer because people like you are encouraging people to take the vaccination. Good, nice, well done. But when we would do so much for them, they wouldn't take the time, not only me and other volunteers that who would help, to say, hey, thank you, a little text, a little message, you know, show some appreciation, especially when we're looking at leaders in our communities, spiritual leaders especially, people you look up to and, you know, sometimes you're afraid to talk to some of them. These so-called spiritual leaders, they feel that they're out of reach or they behave as if you can't even put a smile on their faces sometimes. So when I saw that press release, oh, I humbly sharing. I wanted to call and tell him what to share, where to go with that, you know. But, you know, being a nice boy, I don't want to say anything. But I have to call them out. We have to, because for too long, they've been getting away. Have you noticed that spiritual leaders now, they behave as if they're some big celebrity. Nobody is humble again, you know. I heard about a story, and these are the things that got me upset. One person went in, did a little prayers, a puja, went to his car, came back out and skipped back the person. Next time, don't call me if you can't pay me. And this is a real story. The person was ready and willing to come on air to share. I said, no, leave that. But this is the behavior of some of them. Because if they don't get their way and they don't get what they require financially or when they ask for support on an event they're doing, and they all. So, not all of them are like that, and I'm not here to bash anybody, but I know that this is happening and too much. You could ever go to a prayer meeting or Quran reading or puja or something without watching. Watch the pundits and the imam and the priests and them always watching and there's live broadcast. They're so distracted with their live, when they do their live and they go live, they get so technical now. But we, the devotees, the congregation, we want to let them know that we know this, these things, and we wouldn't put up with it. Things are changing now. Come on. Let me be good. Here we go. Next, coming up for another hour, we have some more music to share with you. The lines are open. 416-848-7772. Feel free to call it with your take on anything that's happening. What are we going on here, boy? Ravi Suku. Boy, I tell you, everybody phoning us for this song here, boy. But we're going to come back with more like that in a little bit. But right now, listen to this one. Again, Trinidad and Tobago celebrating their Republic Day. Well, yesterday, the celebration, if you know anything about Trinis, it's not only one day thing, you know, it started yesterday.
Dressing up in my red, white, and black. I don't care what nobody say. Every carnival I done day. Plus I know all artists and all the masters. Them say I'm mad and I'm bad. I'm telling you where I'm from. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. As a Trini, a Trini. As a Trini, a Trini. For Trini, a Trini. Yeah, cause they love what Trinidad look. Look, 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 look. And they like how Trinidad cook, 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 cook. And they like to hear Trinidad talk, 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 talk. And they like Trinidad woman walk, 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 walk. And we make us company. Yeah, and we make us company. And we make us company. Walk, 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 we don't sell out all the strong little onions. We don't sell
We're from Trinidad and Tobago. I da Trini, oh, cause they love what Trini does. Look, and they like what Trini does. Cook, and they like to hear Trini talk, and they love Trini woman walk, and we make a company. I'm a Trini, oh, cause they love what Trini does. Look, and they love what Trini does. Cook, and they like to hear Trini talk, and they love Trini woman walk, and we make a company.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Kaicho Restaurant and Bar, 1 Dairy Road in Mississauga. Introducing Family Sundays with Esther Khan. Hey, come for lunch and stay for the music from 5 to 12 p.m. You can enjoy live singing with Esther Khan and friends. That's at Kaicho every Sunday starting at 5. For reservation or catering, 905-565-1914. 905-565-1940.
Mississauga is probably the new home to the largest West Indian patio in Ontario, Kaichor Restaurant and Bar. Located at number 1 Dairy Road East, our newly built spacious patio, fully renovated kitchen and dining area, Kaichor offers you a fusion of Canadian and Caribbean cuisine. Our top chefs and courteous staff are here to serve you tasty, mouth-watering halal dishes, weekly patio limes, and tons of special events. For reservation, catering, or pickup, call 905-565-1914. Kaichor Restaurant and Bar, Kaichor. Sure, where good times and good vibes are always flowing.
Hey, Sonny boy, where do you not get some regular in Brampton, boy?
Boy, I'm going to see Molly.
Who is Molly, boy? The new lady?
No, boy. Molly's Restaurant, boy. 490 Chrysler Drive, unit number 44 in Brampton. Listen, they have nice roti, chicken, jerk, sara roti, baiga choka, everything you want, boy. And here, they're opening October 1st, 24/7. Check them out for all their catering needs.
Molly's Restaurant, 490 Chrysler Drive in Brampton, 905-793-0083. Opening 24/7, starting October 1st.
This is a journey into sound.
So I bring him back a fresh drink to give them some more. Mami bele roti dadi chamkedar Mami bele roti dadi chamkedar Mami bele roti dadi chamkedar Didi megdi choka badi toka Mami bele roti dadi chamkedar Mami bele roti dadi chamkedar
Taking a little trip back to anything now start Yeah this thing called chutney was a different kind of art Trip back to when we sit down start. Yeah, this thing called chutney was a different kind of hat. They talking about the chutney and why it had to go. They even said that long time had they got chutney show. So I'm bringing back some memories. Many years ago,
everybody stop the wife.
Polka kanaka drum, guinea boda dance, oh me raja. Polka kanaka drum, guinea boda dance, oh me raja. Oh me, you kiss me, you broke me till I ring. Tell me are you nani, for she to marry we. Why you left me? Polka kanaka drum, guinea boda dance, oh me raja. Polka kanaka drum.
Taking a little trip back to anything now start. Yeah, this thing called chutney was a different kind of hat. We taking a little trip back to anything now start. Yeah, this thing called chutney was a different kind of hat.
It's an annual food drive as we support family during this Thanksgiving season. Here are some items that are in high demand. Rice, flour, baby formula, milk, cereal, pasta, canned or dry, lentil, powdered milk, canned fruits, canned vegetables, dry bean, sugar, diapers. In Brampton, you can drop off at Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road. In Scarborough, La Parkin Shipping and Money Transfer, 5250 Finch Avenue. To make arrangement for pickup or drop-off, call 416-287-1458. Ask for Marinda Ramnarayan. All items donated will be distributed through the Muslim Welfare Center. Thank you in advance for your kind support.
Well, we ask, can you please support this one? And I want to, again, single out this young lady. This is the second year she's been doing this. She did it through her office and Facebook and social media networking friends and family members. And they raised the food and took it to the Muslim Welfare Center. I'm sure she had some connection. I would like to find out how she got involved. Now, this is the power of an individual. We could do this by herself. We don't have to be an organized body. And she did a research because the Muslim Welfare Center, they do lunches every Wednesday out in Malvern. They do Meals for Wheels for seniors. They do disaster relief. They do so much. They have food banks out in Inuvik, in the Arctic. It was the first of its kind, actually. And, you know, even they got an apple and stuff like that out there, I was told. The people are really, really ever so grateful. So this Thanksgiving, you heard the list. It's not a lot of expensive stuff. Sugar, pasta, diapers, stuff like that. If you could, please give her a call, 416-287-1458, 416-287-1458. You can also drop it off at Le Parkin in Scarborough and at Jazz at the corner of Queen and Torbram. So if you guys in the area, even right there at Jazz, you could go in, pick up maybe two bags of sugar and ask them to, I would like to leave that, maybe some pasta. So let's get together and help. And I am so proud of individuals like Miranda who take it on their own to do stuff like this. Now, Muslim Welfare Center is a Muslim-based organization, but they're serving humanity. It doesn't stop and ask you to show me where your prayer before I feed you. They are doing tremendous work, and Miranda also, she is a devoted Hindu and getting her friends and loved ones to help out with this. So this is what Shabnam Radio is about, and I know there are many like Miranda out there. So if you like to organize a food drive, you know, you can speak to Miranda. She would tell you why and how she got involved, and maybe you too could duplicate it, and we are here ready to help and support stuff like this. All right? So we've been on the air at the radio now 24 years. Any of you listening enjoy the program and want to show your love for the program, I ask you, please, drop off some sugar, drop off some pasta, and let's see if we can really make this one of the biggest drives for Miranda. Right now, I want to give praise and thanks indeed. And as we have done over the years on this program, we would try, as Moin Muhammad would say at the opening, trying to add a spark of spiritual inspiration. I would like to present this one and hope it brings some comfort and some spiritual sparks to you and your loved ones. A beautiful voice indeed, one of the most popular voices when it comes to bhajan. Here is Hari Om Sharan on Shabnam Radio.
Begi haro Hanuman Mahaprabhu, jo kachu sankat hoye hamaro. कौन सो संकट मोर गरीब को जो तुम सो नहीं जात है टारो जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज
हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज विराजे मन भक्ति से भीना तन में तुम्हारे शक्ति विराजे मन भक्ति से भीना जो जन तुम्हारी शरण में आए जो जन तुम्हारी शरण में आए दुख दर्द हर लीना हनुमत दुख दर्द हर लीना महावीर प्रभु हम दुखियन के महावीर प्रभु हम दुखियन के तुम हम हो गरीब निवाज हनुमत तुम हो गरीब निवाज हनुमत
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो महाराज राम लखन वही देही तुम पर सदा रहे हर्षाए राम लखन वही देही तुम पर सदा रहे हर्षाए हृदय चीर के सारे जग को हृदय चीर के सारे जग को राम सिया दर्शाए हनुमत राम सिया दर्शाए दो कर जोड़ अरज हनुमंता दो कर जोड़ अरज हनुमंता कहियो प्रभु से आज हनुमत कहियो प्रभु से आज हनुमत
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो महाराज तुम हो रसिया हनुमत मंगलकारी राम भजन के तुम हो रसिया हनुमत मंगलकारी अर्चन वंदन करते तेरा अर्चन वंदन करते तेरा दुनिया के नर नारी हनुमत दुनिया के नर नारी राम नाम जप के हनुमंता राम नाम जप के हनुमंता बने भगतन सरताज हनुमत बने भगतन सरताज हनुमत
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान
This is why I got involved in doing this program. That we could do selections like this anytime. I mean, we're on prime time. From 1 to 3. You remember we were from 10 to 2? And any given day, we would do stuff like this in the middle of the program. And of course, you listen to that, 5-6 minutes of that selection. And tell me if it doesn't feel refreshing, really. Yes, we would play our filmy and chutney and soca and everything. But I don't think we have to separate or segregate it in such a way that we could bring, as Moeen says, add a spark of spiritual inspiration indeed. 24 years indeed is a lot of years. And, it seems like yesterday, really. And we have so many listeners who have been with us since the beginning of the program at Chin Radio in a half-hour time slot. And those of you who are familiar with radio in Trinidad, Moeen Mohammed, in fact, the late Kamaluddin Mohammed started off his Sunday morning program, the first ever radio, Indian, East Indian radio program in Trinidad, from 6:30 to 7. Then Moeen also started a program at that time slot. When I went to Trinidad to bestow upon Moeen Mohammed an award from the Caribbean East Indian Cultural Organization, SECO, from Toronto, I was honored to meet both Kamal and the late Moeen Mohammed. I was flanked by both of these giants in radio and individual personalities alone. They are huge, if you know anything about East Indian culture and politics of Trinidad and Tobago. But they knew my father, the late Abdulaziz, and they welcomed me indeed, and I was in the pleasure company of Shamsuddin Mohammed, the gentleman who does all these research and take you back to your roots. In fact, he was the one who did the research for former Prime Minister, Basdeo Pandey and Kamala Prasad Bisesa and others. He was in attendance when I went to present this award. Shamoon and Sadro, Aruna, they were all there. And to get a name for the radio show that I always wanted to do from a living legend like Moeen Mohammed, he gave me the name Shabnam Radio. And then went on to make the opening. And ever since, we continued to play that. So when we do the program, and I always thought, how would it be so nice, you know, when we're in Trinidad and we go to the malls and hearing Christmas carols, and we feel like Christmas, you feel the Christmas breeze, as they say. Well, why couldn't we experience that in Canada, where we could go for Diwali and we could hear while we're doing our shopping all these Diwali selections. When you go for Eid, you're hearing all these Islamic songs, driving, and you could enjoy. I know you could put it on a CD, but it's not the same when you're hearing it with your next door neighbor sharing it and stuff like that. So I believe that we are blessed indeed for 24 years to be on the radio. I give praise and thanks indeed to God. And you, our listeners, our advertisers. I remember one of our first advertisers, Mr. Raymond of Raymond Variety Store with his wife, Auntie Vida. Always have to check in on him. A gentleman, he's still doing well. He lost his mom recently, not too long ago. He's a little bit frail now, but, you know, we can't forget them. People like the Charlies, Damon Kisoon, Teresa. I don't want to forget anybody's name, but you know, I'm so grateful, always, always appreciative of the support we have received from so many. And during all this COVID time, it's not easy to carry this program, and even so to start a 24-hour TV channel and trying to keep it up. Lots of bills, and of course, I believe we've been blessed so far that we could still remain on the radio and television. So allow me to say thank you to you, yes, and you too, Tanti, all our listeners who look forward to the program. By the way, the lines are open if you want to give us a call and tell us how long you've been listening, but more so, does Shabnam Radio serve a purpose on your weekend? Does it serve a purpose for your entertainment? Does it serve a purpose for bringing information? Please, give me a call and let me know. 416-848-7772. Could you do that at least? Or you want to text me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. But if you haven't called us before, feel free, don't be shy. 416-848-7772. I'd like to play this selection, this for you. This is our opening back then.
Mutela kapura chahi to kya hota hai, aur wohi hota hai jo manzoore khuda hota hai. Good morning, everyone. Our namaste, namaskar, sitaram, or assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam, and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind, and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones. Aurai bahare ba karunya chand roz, dekhalo iska tamasha chand roz. Aur ai musafir kuchaka samanakar, islami hai basira chand roz. From Trinidad and Tobago, my name is Boeing Mohammed, now extending to you a very warm welcome to join my youthful and brilliant producer, presenter, Richard Aziz.
And we would say Sita Ram, Sat Sri Akal, Jai Guru Datta, Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum, and a pleasant good morning, everybody. Broadcasting from Chin Radio, 1540 AM, my name is Richard Aziz. Welcome to Shabnam Radio. And we would play the early morning rags and share with you beautiful selections. And we started with a half hour. 24 years later. Thank you to my good friend Anand Ramprasad Singh, who was with me the first morning and had to rush out. We went because he was had to be a daddy. His son, his only son, was born on that day. And this is how he managed to remind me again. I keep forgetting. But we want to go to the phones and say hello. Who we have on the line?
Yeah, which is your old friend also, Michael De Cruz.
Michael De Cruz, have been listening. Michael, how long have you been listening to us?
Oh man, don't even remind me. I mean, you know, I remember you from the very old Chin thing, and then you went to 770, and you know.
Yes.
There's two different times. I can't remember. I think more than 20 years for sure.
Well, thank you, man. You know, you always encourage us and support us and with
for
all
sure.
those things. So no, thank
man,
you.
You've been the same, you know. It's been mutual, man. It's been more from your side than ours. You know, we just can do a little bit, but you do a lot for the community and everybody, you know.
And you know,
and we should appreciate it all.
Well, thank you. And it's funny that I have had on this program more non-West Indian calling in.
Oh yeah.
You realize that we have Pakistani, Indians, from East Africa, all over.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't, yeah. I'm not sure sometimes, I wonder if we have West Indian listening, because I don't hear them on the radio.
I think you do. There's quite a few calls. I mean, you know the name.
Yeah,
but
I
go around telling people that, you know, I listen to this guy called Richard Aziz from your place, but they say no. And I keep, you know.
Well, thank you, Michael. We have lots of West Indian. I'm kidding. We have, the love and support I've gotten from
yeah.
my community. That's
for
why
sure.
we're here doing it. Thank you, my brother. And you're always with us, and I'm going to play a selection
yeah.
coming up. I hope you like.
No, but you know, I brought my family there to your restaurant a long, long time ago. They enjoyed themselves.
Well, thank you, Mike, and
can
all of
you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Mamu. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, because it's echoing here.
Oh, sorry, it's a music
problem. Okay. I just needed to put a plug in. You know, your program is fantastic, and you deserve all the kudos, you know, there is possible, man. You are amazing, honestly.
So if you have...
no two ways about it.
Thank you, Mike. And if you could sing a selection for us, what would that be to celebrate?
Congratulations.
A song. I know you... Pick us any song that you can.
Congratulations and celebration. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Because Richard Aziz is doing a good job. That's all.
Thanks, Michael.
But you know what? If you mm-hmm. want, if you don't mind, I can sing you a song I sang so many years ago at my wedding.
Which one is
it? It was something by John Denver.
Please.
And I know you like John Denver.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. It was there's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulder. There's a... can you hear? Hello? Is everything okay?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Oh, there's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulder. There's a truck out on the four lane a mile or more away. And winding off the wheel just makes it colder. And he's an hour away from writing all the prayers up in the skies. And 10 days on the road are barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove, and it's a light in her eyes, makes them warm. And hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long-lost friend. Yeah, it's good to be back home again. And all the time that I can lay this tired old body down, feel your fingers settle soft upon me. This is that I live for, and the love that lights my way, happiness that living with you brings to me. And it's the sweetest things I know of, just spending time with you. The little things that makes the house a home. And the fire softly burning, supper's on the stove, and it's a light in her eyes that makes them warm. There you go, Richard, just for you, man.
Wow.
Thank you very much once again for everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. We love you here, brother. Thank you. Well, giving praise and thanks as we continue on the program, I want to share this one with you. And again, a little wanted to get some information about the food drive. Lil, I'm going to get that information on to you. And let's enjoy this one as we say thank you to God Almighty, to you all listeners, and to all our advertisers.
We thank Thee each morning for a newborn day, where we may work the fields of new-mown hay. We thank Thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank Thee. Thank Thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank Thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank Thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord, we thank Thee. Oh yes, we thank Thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank Thee every day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank Thee for the fields where the clover is grown. Thank Thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank Thee for Thy love so pure and free, O Lord, we thank Thee. Flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank Thee every day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Yes, we thank Thee for the fields where the clover is grown. Thank Thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank Thee for Thy love so pure and so free, O Lord, we thank Thee.
Again, Jim Reeves on the radio. We're saying thank you indeed. You know, we say thank you to God, and the telephone number to reach us in the studio, 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. And again, we're asking you to support the food drive that Miranda is doing. It's a great, great cause, and we want you to help out with that one. Hello, and who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard. This is Puneet Ajo speaking.
My brother Puneet of Brampton and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. How are you?
Good, my friend. How are you doing?
Very well today. Today we giving some thanks and praise indeed. We've been on the radio
Richard,
now.
Richard, I just wanted to wish you a very happy anniversary. I've been listening in onto the program, and I actually wanted to call to wish you a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, Puneet. And, you know, I was going to reach out to you, actually, because we have a young lady by the name of Miranda. I believe she worship at a temple out in Scarborough. And last year she did a food drive asking for dry goods and sugar and baby stuff for the Muslim Welfare Center. And I know you guys have always been supporting community efforts like that. So I was thinking about calling you to see what Brampton Crematorium and Ajax would be able to, because you always assisted. I remember you did food drives before in the past. You did relief efforts. You did Christmas toy drive and so much. So without imposing.
No, for sure, Richard. You would have our support 100%. You can let Miranda know as well.
Well, thank you very much.
You can connect us, and we will definitely be helping them out.
I know you also have with an international organization, you team up with, what's his name, right?
It's the Global Medic, so they do all sorts of initiatives, and we've partnered with them various times in the past.
So while I have you on the phone, let me ask you, because we've been meaning to talk about this, and I really wanted us to share with our community. People often ask, how come we don't have any Caribbean funeral homes or cremation centers, etc., operating, or any professional in that field? Maybe there are and we don't know of them. But you made a statement to me once that you wanted to encourage young people and those who have questions regarding this profession, that you were willing to let them know how to get involved, and you were willing to get them some apprenticeship co-op at your places. So tell us what you were willing to do, if you're still offering that.
Exactly, Richard. I know we've talked about this off here, but we're for sure looking for people in the Caribbean community to come into this field. You know, there's a lot of families who require our services or other funeral home services. And I definitely think there should be funeral directors from this community in this industry. What we do at our funeral home is that we hire them on as part-time, so they get to see the environment, how the work is, and then there's a schooling component that we guide them through they can apply to. And once they're done that schooling component, which is 1 year, they can work at the funeral home. This is a fully paid internship, you know, with vacation, with benefits, all that sort of stuff. So it's really a career, not just a job. And if anyone is interested, anyone knows someone who would be interested in this program, reach out to me. You know, I'm only 31 years old, Richard, and I'm the general manager, you know, and our family owns this. But I would definitely guide these young kids through this educational component and how to make a career out of it.
Well, again, you know, you could, if you don't take the number, we'd give that out in a little bit, so get a pen and paper ready. But you can also go to the website, which is, what's Puneet?
Both websites are very simple, so it's www.bcvc.info, or the Ajax one is www.acvc.info. So you can reach out to either one, and I'm always here to answer any questions.
Now, 31 years old, and I must say, since we started working together, we had often converse when I hear something that some people didn't like, the seating arrangement for the satsang, people sitting down on the floor, people couldn't see, and immediately, not only fix it, he did it in a way no few places have done that, zoom in cameras. So tell us of some of those initiatives that you have taken your company to accommodate everyone that visit that facility with the technology and some of the innovative things that you have done for this COVID.
Honestly, Richard speaking, we're here to serve the community, and we're always learning, right? We know we're not perfect, but the input we get, we implement it fast. We're always trying to innovate in the pandemic on creating our own live stream platform, website. So So we're always looking at ways how we can make the funeral experience easier. It's a difficult time, and we want to make it easier. Our slogan is compassion, care, and convenience. And I truly believe that our service embodies all three of those.
And some of the things a lot of people don't know about there, you have certain links now that even with clear, clean streaming that people in Guyana, Trinidad, anywhere in the world now could share that link and get that experience as if they were right there close up front, right?
Correct, Richard. So it's all included in our services, no extra charge for our live streaming. You can share this all throughout the world. As the funeral is going on, people can watch. They can hear the clear audio because that's always been a concern, right? People see this video, but there was never clear audio. We made it so the direct audio you hear at the funeral home is the same you can hear in Guyana, Trinidad, anywhere in the world. And you can leave your condolence messages. The immediate family can request a video after. So we're always thinking of one extra way to help our families in these times.
And there are restrictions with the number of people attending funerals based on the size and the percentage ratio. But because these facilities are so huge, they could also have bigger numbers attending. And one of the first to do this was the monitors out there. You can drive by and viewing the bodies on big screen TV, paying your respect while in the car and keeping social distancing intact. Very, very innovative and creative ways. And so, Puneet, thank you so, so much for what you have done. You know, people don't remember that this young man went out and cleaned carpets in the pandemic. They bought a machine to clean their own funeral home, and he took it and went to places of worship, offered it on this program on television for free, and he himself rolled up his sleeve and went out and did the cleaning. So when you talk about a community spirited organization or business, this is the one we're talking about. And you might have other funeral services offered to you, but I wanted to give you a little pointer. Yes, you must shop around. Because I find for too often we West Indian people have been taken advantage of. There are different prices at other funeral home for West Indian and East Indian. I'm telling you from experience. I know that for a fact. Check and check again. And when you finish, give Puneet a call. So Puneet, if I could get your telephone number, please, so any of the students or parents listening who would like to get in some more information, how we can get in with that internship you're talking about.
Richard, the funeral home number in Brampton is 905-458-2222. Again, that's 905-458-2222. I'm most often at that location, so give me a call there. I'm there to help with any questions. And Richard, again, I just want to wish you again a very happy anniversary on the program.
Well, my brother, thank you very much, and thank you for dropping in.
Take care, my friend. Bye now.
The young Puneet. Well, I want to play the commercial one more time. Anybody didn't get the number for Miranda? It's 416-287-1458. 416-287-1458.
It's an annual food drive as we support family during this Thanksgiving season. Here are some items that are in high demand. Rice, flour, baby formula, milk, cereal, pasta, canned or dry, lentil, powdered milk, canned fruits, canned vegetables, dry bean, sugar, diapers. In Brampton, you can drop off at Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road. In Scarborough, the Parkin Shipping and Money Transfer, 5250 Finch Avenue. To make arrangement for pickup or drop off, call 416-287-1458. Ask for Marinda Ramnarayan. All items donated will be distributed through the Muslim Welfare Center. Thank you in advance for your kind support.
And that number again, 416-287-1458. 416-287-1458. As we continue to say thank you to God Almighty, we'd like to share this next item, Surah Fatiha.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. This is the surah. We call it Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter of Holy Quran. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One man serving the whole nation. Lepakan, Lepakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lepakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakan, Lepakan.
Visit lepakan.com.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. Hey, and don't forget, they're now inside the Rex State, the Finch Value Plaza, the Fresh Value Plaza at 2267 Islington Avenue. That's the Fresh Value Plaza. Telephone number to call them to order ahead. 416-743-3883. That's 416-743-3883. That's Roti Roti Express inside the Fresh Value Plaza. Hey, the lines are open, 416-848-7772. By the way, remember, we are now 1 hour extra, so listen, feel free to call in, okay? We are on ShopDomRadio.com for another hour. Shamshi Ali comes in at 4 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. So please, log on now. ShopDomRadio.com. That's ShopDomRadio.com.
Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, proudly serving our vibrant community with Charlie's West Indian Foods and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine. Over the years, Charlie's West Indian Food have been serving us with quality fresh produce coming in weekly. Whether it's poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And their restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provisions, roti and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business.
Looking to expand the lifespan of your asphalt or concrete driveway? Call Pete and Bargy, the driveway sealers protection coating experts. For your home or business, get that new clean look. Call Pete and Bargy.
They also do commercial parking line painting. One call does it all. Pete and Balchi, 416-561-5139. Protection coating at its best.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattox home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Well, this selection is compliments Molly's. Molly's would be opening 24/7 starting October 1st. And on that day, you can drop by throughout the day and enjoy a complimentary coconut. Drop by at Molly's at Chrysler Drive in Brampton. That's William Parkway and Chrysler Drive. I want to say thank you to so many of you who took time to text us to congratulate us. Thank you, Lil. Thank you, Brother Roy. Thank you, Jean. Jean has been listening from day one. Thank you, Shazim. Hey Nigel of Nigel's Record, thank you.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
Truck ka ghoomta bhaiya Canada ki maishat ki tarakki ka zamin. Aapka truck sadkon par raaj kare aur Canada ki maishat tarakki ki raah par gamzan rahe. Truck manual ya phir automatic, truck ki behtareen service ke liye quick truck lube throughout Ontario, no appointment needed, drive through facility, one stop shop. Ab teesri location exit 579 from highway 401 in Napanee, quick truck lube 519-622-0660, quicktrucklube.com.
ਦੋਸਤੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਲੰਬੇ ਸਮੇਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਗਾਰਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਮੂਨ ਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਨਗਾਰਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ 3 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ 4 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ WTOR 770 ਤੇ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਗਾਰਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਸਵੇਰੇ 7 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ 8 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ WTOR 770 ਤੇ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਿਆ ਕਰੋਗੇ। ਕਿਸੇ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ਚਰਨਜੀਤ ਬਰਾੜ 647-384-36-36 ਤੇ ਰਾਣਾ ਸਿੱਧੂ 905-915-84-84। ਨਗਾਰਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਸਵੇਰੇ 7 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ 8 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਓਨਲੀ ਔਨ 770।
इस आलमी वबा के दौरान हमारे बच्चों ने साबित किया कि वो कितने मजबूत, साबिर और साबित कदम हैं। लेकिन अब उनके लिए दोबारा यादें बनाने का वक्त है, खानदान और दोस्तों के साथ, टीम अराकीन के साथ, साथियों के साथ। कोविड-19 वैक्सीनेशन से बच्चों को मदद मिल सकती है दोबारा बच्चे बनने में। अपने बच्चों और उनके आसपास के लोगों के तहफ्फुज़ में मदद करें। दस्तियाबी पर अपने बच्चों की वैक्सीनेशन बुक कराएं। हुकूमत कनाडा की तरफ से एक पैगाम।
ਡਾਈਵੋਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਔਖੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ, ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ।
SNS Lawyers ਕੋ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ SNS Lawyers ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
COVID-19 ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਗ੍ਰੋਸਰੀ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ